And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 10th of April, 2025. Today is Mahavir Jayanti. Mahavir Jayanti honors the birth of Mahavira, the Buddha's contemporary and revered prophet within the Jain religion. Both Mahavir and Buddha followed India's Vedic tradition and were born into the warrior caste. Mahavir Jayanti is celebrated during the month of Kshetra and normally occurs in late March or early April in the Gregorian calendar. It is the most important religious holiday in Jainism. Mahavir was born in the year 599 BC to King Siddhartha and Queen Trisala. He was born into a royal family, but he despised royalty. He was always looking for inner serenity and spirituality. Mahavir took a profound interest in meditating. He left the throne and his family at the age of 30 to discover spiritual truth. Before reaching enlightenment, he lived as an ascetic for more than 12 years, practicing rigorous penance and great discipline. Mahavira became one of the most influential instructors within Jainism, an Indian religion that preaches nonviolence toward all living beings. A revered spiritual leader, he laid the foundation of Jainism's core values: nonviolence, ahimsa, truth, satya, and non-possessiveness, aparigraha. A core teaching within Jainism is that it is a sin to consume animal flesh or any animal product. Lord Mahavir is regarded as one of the world's greatest prophets of social transformation and peace. On this holiday, the Jain community engages in prayers and charitable acts to celebrate. Nuns and monks host lectures to promote the virtuous path defined by Jainism. Charitable missions receive donations to save cows from slaughter or to help to feed poor people. Age-old temples in India usually record a high number of visitors coming to pay respects and enjoy the day's ceremonies. And here is a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. Creator, I begin here. Because I worship you, I worship the animals in you. I worship you in the animals. Because I worship you, Creator, I want to worship the anteaters, armadillos, aardvarks, angwantabos. Yes, and then I will worship the bats, bandicoots, baboons, the beavers, bears, badgers, bobcats, boars, bongo, buffalo, bison, and the cats, capuchins, chimpanzees, civets, coyotes, cheetahs. I'm only beginning, Great One. There are camels, caribou, cavies, capybara, and chinchilla, too. I worship the dogs, ducks, dingoes, dolphins, deer, dick-dicks, dormouse, the elephants, ermines, elands, and the foxes and ferrets as well. O Most Holy One, there are gibbons, gorillas, gophers, giraffes, gerbils, gazelles, and goats to worship, and horses, hyenas, hedgehogs, hyraxes, hogs, hippopotami, and indri, impala, ibex, jaguars and jerboas, kangaroos and koalas, lemurs, loris, langurs, leopards, lemmings, lynx, lions, mice, moles, moon rats, manatees, marmosets, monkeys, moose, mongoose, muskrats, macaques, mandrills, mangabees, minks. O God, I worship the narwhals, the nyala, niljai, nutria, the octopus, orangutans, otters, ocelots, okapi, oryx, orcas, and ox. I worship the pigeons, platypus, possums, pangolins, pandas, polecats, and the porcupine, pika, porpoises, pigs, and peccaries. I worship the rhinoceri, rats and raccoons, reeboks and rabbits, the sloths, the sheep, shrews, skunks, sea lions, seals, sassabis. I worship the Tasmanian devils, tamarind, tigers, tapirs, tucotucos, and the whales, wolves, wombats, woodchucks, wallabies, weasels, wildebeests, the walrus, warthogs, wapiti, and waterbucks, even as I worship the yaks, zebras, and zocor. I am only beginning. God, I want to worship the birds, the fish, the reptiles, too. I do not know their own names for themselves, but if I see you in all beings, and all beings in you, do names matter? Great One, I begin here, worshiping you in the animals. I worship the animals in you. A Prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to see God in every creature.